the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls. It's the story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone. Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunch, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way they all became the Brady Bunch.
The Brady Bunch, the Brady Bunch, that's the way they became the Brady Bunch.
This season to be trying, la 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 la.
There. How's that for a masterpiece?
Alice, you did such a beautiful job with that. I'm going to let you help me with this one.
Oh, Mrs. Brady is really going to be thrilled with that tape recorder.
Well, she's been rehearsing her solo day and night for the church service Christmas morning. Thought she'd get a kick out of putting her voice on tape.
We better get this wrapped before she gets back from choir practice.
She's really thrilled about singing that solo. I hope they like her.
You kidding? She's going to knock that congregation right out of their pews.
You have a way of putting things, Alice.
Here, I need your finger. Press down hard, right there. Okay. I don't know how Mrs. Brady does it. And besides all that singing, she's been dressing Christmas cards, shopping.
Alice.
Yeah, I guess the singing gives her something to think about while she's doing everything else. Then how's that going to look?
Alice.
Yes, Mr. Brady?
Alice, I hate to be a spoil sport, but I need that finger.
I'm sorry. Hey, I gotta remember how I did that. One of these days, I'm gonna meet an eligible bachelor, and I... Well, hi, Miss Brady.
Hi, honey. What's wrong?
I can't talk.
She can't talk. You lost your voice?
Oh, my. The Christmas service. How are you gonna sing without a voice?
Oh. Yes. Yes. Yes, Doctor, she's using it now. Any further results of those tests? Get your head back under there. Yes, Doctor. She has what? Laryngopharyngeal... Oh, more commonly referred to as laryngitis. Mm-hmm. I see. Uh-huh. Yes, Doctor, I'll tell her. Thank you very much. Goodbye. The doctor says all that rehearsing has strained your vocal cords, and if you want to sing Christmas morning, you have to have complete rest and quiet.
But, Mike, I have to decorate the tree and do my Christmas show.
And do not try to talk.
Mike, there's
Honey,
so much to do.
Will you relax? Everything will get done. When the boys get back with a tree, we'll all pitch in and help decorate it. We'll get the shopping done, too. You take it easy and rest your voice. Don't talk. Oh, honey, I know you don't like to baby yourself, but it's doctor's orders. This is our first family Christmas together. That's the main thing, isn't it? That a girl. Now, you just...
Take it easy. Hurry up, will ya?
I better give him a hand. Now, listen, you don't go anywhere. You get back easy. Under your teepee, Pocahontas.
Will ya? Hold up. We're breaking the branches.
I told you not to buy such a big one.
Well, let's swing it around. Just a minute, Dad. We got a problem here. We're trying to get the Christmas tree through the door. Come on.
Boy, are we dum-dums.
Don't feel bad, fellas. They didn't give me an architect's degree for nothing. we gotta do is figure out where to put it. Honey, you shouldn't be roaming around. Okay. Ah, the boys picked out a beauty, didn't they?
I picked it out.
I pointed to it.
I saw it first.
All right, there's enough credit for everybody. Where would you like it, honey? Oh, you're gonna leave it up to us? All righty. Let's see. Hey, how about over there?
Looks great to me.
Let's go. You. Careful now. We don't want to break the branches. Here, let's set it down here, boys. Okay, Bobby, Peter, move the horse. Don't drop it, fellas. This over here for the time being. Okay. Into the corner. There, how's that?
It's great.
Yeah, perfect, isn't it? You heard your mother, boys. She wants it in the entry hall.
Up to it.
Up you go. Okay, boys, move down there. Yeah. You're right, honey. That's the only place for it. Did you find a spot, honey?
Where?
That's the first place we put it.
You heard your mother, boys. Let's go.
Careful, girls. Don't drop those boxes. We've got enough Christmas ornaments to decorate the whole neighborhood.
That's what happens when two families get together. These are heavy. Where should we put them, Mom?
Hey, be careful of those ornaments, kids. They're fragile.
What does that mean? Fragile.
That's fragile.
That smells terrible, Alice. I don't think you're going to get Mrs. Brady to try it.
We may not smell like gardenia, but the main thing is it's a cure for laryngitis. Oh, that needs more vinegar.
Vinegar? What else have you got in that witch's brew?
Oh, oil of camphor, tar, pepper, mustard powder. My grandmother's secret remedy.
How could she keep it a secret? You can smell it for 15 miles. You're going to soak that cloth in that stuff and get Mrs. Brady to wear it around her neck?
That's the idea.
Well, none of the other medicines has worked. In fact, I'm planning to exchange that tape recorder. Well, there's no need in reminding her she can't sing now.
But if this remedy works, she might get her voice back by Christmas.
Yeah, I hope you're right. I think the best thing you can do with that concoction is to pour it down the drain and hope it doesn't wreck the plumbing.
Mr. Brady, many people have scoffed at this remedy.
Hi, Dad. But we gonna go shopping soon?
Yeah, in a little while, Greg.
Before we go shopping, I'm gonna fix lunch.
Not for me. I just decided to go on a diet.
Mrs. Brady, this is my grandmother's secret remedy for curing laryngitis. Now stand still, let me wrap it around your neck. I know it doesn't smell very nice, but you'll get used to it in just a little while.
Alice, no.
But you've tried all the other medicines, Mrs. Brady, and they haven't worked. Now, look, please give it a chance. Mrs. Brady, don't you trust me? Look, I'll show you it's not so bad to wear. See, I hardly smell it at all. Will you wear it? You won't be sorry, Mrs. Brady. You'll be cured in 24 hours. 24 hours. Unless you break out in a rash, and then you ought to take it off.
You're wearing Grandma's secret remedy, huh? Well, let's hope it does the job. We're going to go downtown and finish the shopping.
I'll round up the kids.
Who knows, honey? It might just work, you know.
Does the smell bother you?
No. No, it's not too bad. We better get going. We won't be too long. No. Oh, looks like we got here during our rush hour.
Now, you'll be a nice little girl, and you'll get that puppy for Christmas.
I can wait by myself, Daddy.
Well, I didn't want to exchange this present. You sure you don't mind waiting alone?
Daddy, I'm 6 years old.
I keep forgetting. Now, I'll be right back, and you wait right here.
Okay.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Cindy. What's your name?
I hate girls.
A basketball and a BB gun. And a four-speed bike with handbrakes, and a dart game, and a baseball mitt, lefty, and a bow and arrow set, and a...
Oh, all right, Sonny, I'll do all I can for you. Now, you just run along and be a good boy.
I'm only half finished.
Well, I know, but I have to go and feed my reindeer, and besides, there are a lot of other children waiting. I'll read this later.
You might forget.
Well, I'll never forget you, Sonny. Merry Christmas. You're next, little girl. Well, my sakes. What's your name?
Cindy Brady.
My, but you are a pretty little girl. What toy would you like to have Santa bring you?
Oh, I don't want any toys.
No toys? Well, you must want something for Christmas.
I do. I want my mommy to get her voice back.
Your mommy's voice back?
Mommy's got laryngitis, real bad.
Well, that is a shame.
And she has to sing at church on Christmas.
Well, Cindy, I don't think I can...
Oh, please, Santa. It's all I want for Christmas.
Well, you certainly are a sweet, unselfish little girl. I'm sure your mommy will get her voice back.
Oh, thank you, Santa.
What are you so excited about, sweetie, huh?
Santa's gonna give Mommy your voice back for Christmas.
He's what?
He promised Mommy can sing on Christmas morning.
Oh, honey, how could he do that? He's not a doctor.
He's better than a doctor. He's Santa Claus.
How could you make such a promise to a little girl?
Listen, this is Christmas, mister, and I'm Santa Claus.
Well, you know, maybe it's okay to promise material things like toys and dolls and bicycles, but not voices. How's Cindy going to feel tomorrow morning when her mother can't even say Merry Christmas to her?
I'm sorry, but that little kid is hard to resist. When she looks at you with those big baby blues, you just want to give her everything.
Not things you can't deliver. Look, she believes in you, you know.
Honest. I only wanted to make her happy.
That's great for now. What's going to make her happy Christmas Day?
I can hardly wait for Christmas, Mommy.
Me too.
And wait till you see what Santa's bringing you.
Santa's bringing me something?
Uh-huh. But it's a secret, so I can't tell you what it is. All right, I'll tell. You're going to get your voice back on Christmas. It's true, Mommy. Santa promised me.
You asked Santa to give me my voice back?
Uh-huh. I asked Santa today, and he said he would.
Cindy, can I see you for a moment?
Here, Daddy. Be right back, Mommy. I told Mommy what Santa's bringing her. Daddy, did you bring me out here to watch you walk?
Oh, no, sweetheart. I have something to say to you, but I'm not sure how to say it.
You're gonna scold me?
No, of course not.
I didn't think so. You always know how to do that.
Cindy, I don't want you to build your hopes too high that your mother will get her voice back by Christmas.
Oh, she will. Santa said so.
Well, maybe you misunderstood him. Now, he didn't exactly promise, did he?
Oh, yes, Daddy, he did. Really, he did. And he's Santa Claus.
Cindy, I don't want you to expect a miracle.
Oh, I don't expect a miracle. I just expect Mommy to sing good.
Now, where would be a good place to hide the boys' presents?
Well, do we have to hide them?
It's a surprise! They'll never expect to be getting presents from us.
How about in the closet?
No, that'll be the first place they'll look when they start snooping.
What makes you think they'll snoop?
Well, we snoop, don't we?
All right, now. Just make sure the girls don't catch you hiding these.
If they catch me, should I eat the present?
Eat it? He's been watching too many old spy programs.
Mrs. Brady?
Music to bring you another bulletin on Santa Claus. Our Canadian tracking station has spotted his reindeer-powered sleigh zooming through the skies over Montreal and headed for New York. We will keep you informed as further bulletins come in. And now back to Christmas music.
Yours? What did it sound like?
Who cares? I started thinking about Mom losing her voice on Christmas.
Yeah. Just when she's supposed to sing her solo.
It's a bum deal. I thought sure she'd have her voice back by now.
Me too.
Keep it down, would you? You're gonna wake everybody up.
Who can sleep? Some Christmas. It's no fun this year.
Ah, caught you in the act, sneaking down trying to guess what the presents are, huh?
Nobody feels much like guessing presents.
You know what I think? I think we ought to postpone Christmas till Mom can talk again.
I'm for that.
Me too. Let's skip Christmas this year.
Okay. It's unanimous. We'll cancel Christmas.
Take the tree down. Get the presents back to the store. I'll throw the turkey away. Well, of course, might disappoint your mother a little. She's had one tough break already. She and your dad, we're looking forward to us all having a wonderful first Christmas together. Well, why worry about how they feel?
We don't want to disappoint them.
Of course not.
Well, that's exactly what you'd be doing.
It was your idea, Marcia.
I only meant it because Mom can't sing tomorrow.
You can't throw the turkey away, Alice. It's got my favorite dressing.
Don't worry, honey, I won't. I just wanted you all to realize you didn't really mean what you were saying.
You sure scared me.
Okay, everybody off to bed now. Come on, back you go. Off you go. Off Dasher, off Dancer, off Prancer.
Off Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, and Donner, and Blitzen.
We were just going back to bed.
Good night, kids.
Mr. Brady, I didn't know you were there.
Alice, I heard part of what you said to the kids. Sing, honey, sing.
Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye to Bethlehem.
Sweetheart.
Just a minute, Mommy. I want to finish this thank you letter to Santa Claus.
Thank you letter? Oh, Santa's gonna like that.
That's very thoughtful of you.
Cindy. There now, it's all finished. Hope Santa can read first grade writing.
Oh, I'm sure he can.
Daddy, I told you Santa would give Mommy your voice back.
Yeah. Well, you were right, sweetie. Christmas is a season for miracles, huh?